So markets, like I said, all three major indexes, the Dow, the NASDAQ, S&P 500, all up for the week. Dow was up 1.82%, NASDAQ up 2.29%, and the S&P 500 up 1.97%. So all three indexes hit new records. These are records across the board this week. So that was good news. What drove that this week? I'm sure you've heard about the trade deal. Certainly it's been talked about quite a bit. It was signed from China finally. And what did they agree to do? And what is this going to mean to you and your money? Well, let's talk about the specifics as far as I've seen. I finally got to take a look at it. So according to the deal, that China is going to be buying $200 billion in U.S. goods over the next 2 years. That's pretty significant increase. You've got $32 billion in U.S. agriculture, and that's pretty easy to monitor, obviously, as we ship things out. We can measure that. The other one that's kind of interesting in there is this protection of U.S. intellectual property. I didn't know this. Did you know that a roughly 15% of goods that come in from China are counterfeit? Things like Louis Vuitton bags, Rolexes, the fentanyl. And they're sending in fentanyl that can actually kill you. I don't know if you've heard about this, but this is what's going on. So part of this new deal that was just signed, China has agreed that our customs will monitor once a month, randomly, all goods that are coming in from China. And if they find any more of these counterfeits coming in, they have the right to impose sanctions back again in the way of tariffs. So it's not like we have to go to appeal to any kind of a board. It's just, you know, you find it and bam, that's it. So it's pretty interesting. There is some intellectual property protections in there. Obviously, we're looking for deeper phase two, phase three deals where that'll protect more of our technology. The trade deal also addresses forced technology transfer, which is what a lot of businesses were worried about as they enter the Chinese market, particularly U.S. businesses. And how other companies can be set up, shell companies, and then steal that technology. That's done away with. And also they're agreeing to ending the currency manipulation. You may remember that over many years where China would just all of a sudden drop the price of their currency to compete with the dollar. And so that has been outlawed, apparently, according to this new deal. So that's what the economy, the market was focused on. That's what's built into these prices right now. There's been a lot of focus on the consumer, but we saw a crack in the armor this week. And so I want to highlight this. It's important. Target is a pretty robust store. If you go into any Target anywhere, you can see there's a lot of people shopping there. It's a very active retailer. And we got shocked this week by Target. Target holiday sales were way off what analysts were projecting. And the stock took a pretty good hit that day. It was down 7%. When that came out. And I want to highlight this because this is what I've been talking about. When earnings disappoint, stocks will get punished. And the thing that is going to weigh on this market, the thing that could turn this market here this first quarter, this is where I see some volatility. Again, I'm expecting maybe 7-10% down. That would be a nice buying opportunity if everything continues the way it's going. But in the reality, when these numbers are not what people are expecting, you see punishment. And so I'm expecting more of this as these earnings unravel. And next week, I'll go into this in a second, there's going to be a lot of earnings that are coming out. So you want to keep your eye on this. If you're buying individual stocks, you may want to really think about that. You're probably at all-time highs right now. It might be a good time to take some money off the table and to just bank it. I mean, it just feels a little frothy, doesn't it to you? So anyway, that's what's going on there. In Europe, Germany came out with the Bund. They lowered it 16 basis points. That is a sign that the European economy continues to loosen their currencies. This is something that's overall positive when we get to foreign, and I'll talk about that later in the show. And then the other thing I looked at this week when it comes to the economy is corporate borrowing. Now, think about this. When our corporations borrow more money, that means they're investing more into their businesses. They're hoping that the economy is going to keep growing. That didn't happen this week. Corporate borrowing is down. And so that is another signal, like we've been saying for some time, that things are just starting to slow down. And that brings me to the risk side of what's going on. Some of the things you need to be paying attention to besides earnings. would be anything that would have to do with interest rates. If the Fed start to change their position, if interest rates start to rise higher, that could be bad for corporations, for our economy growth, for your stock prices. If we see the dollar start to strengthen, you got to pay attention to that. If that starts to happen, that would be bad for equities. And of course, the U.S.-Iran conflict is still out there. Don't forget that. And if that elevates and takes some new direction, some unexpected turn of events, that wouldn't be good either. So any of those things that could happen, just be prepared for that sort of a thing. Next, let's talk about next week, shall we? Because next week is really going to be a busy week. Now, Monday, as we know, is the holiday. It's the Martin Luther King holiday. And so all markets will be closed. So don't call my office. Next, we've got Tuesday. A lot of economic news is coming out and a lot of earnings. So like I said, earnings are what's going to take this new direction. And so what I want you to be paying attention to is some of these earnings, particularly local companies. Tuesday, you've got Netflix. Netflix has been very interesting. And so they're going to report on Tuesday. Keep your eye on that. You got IBM, Halliburton, United Airlines. The economic data I'm looking at is going to be the Philly Fed, because that has to do with manufacturing. And again, if that's slowing down, that's another indicator that I'm paying attention to. Wednesday, we have Johnson & Johnson, GE. Thursday, you have Procter & Gamble, Intel. And Thursday, I really like to look at the KC, Kansas City Fed. Kansas City Fed, yep, I know. They're a pretty good indicator of a recession. It's never been wrong. It's another one of those like inverted yield curve signals that we look at. So I'm going to be paying attention to that to see if there's any indication of a recession coming. And then Friday is a big day when it comes to the manufacturing. Once again, we have the National Manufacturing PMI Index, again, talks about slowing down. So let's just see what that says. Again, if the signals are there, the data doesn't lie. So you have to look at the data and see what it's saying. And of course, Friday, you got American Express reporting as well. So it's a big earnings week. Those earnings are going to continue. And if they disappoint, expect punishment. It's just the way it is.
A Kojo Media Experience.